There's a quote by Buckminster Fuller. It says, "There's nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly." Amazing, right? That's one of the greatest quotes I've heard. The first time I heard it, it resonated so deeply. I had to think about it. I had to digest it carefully. There's a lot to unpack there. How you don't know what you become in the next 4 years, in quotes, next 3 years, next week, how the next thing is looking like a bird, how, and the egg is just liquid, in quotes. So change is beautiful, and sometimes it isn't. There's something else I've learned about butterflies. You do not interrupt the process, the breaking out process of a butterfly out of its cocoon. You don't. The moment you interrupt that breaking out process, you end up killing the butterfly. The essence of the struggle from its cocoon is for the muscles to be strengthened, so that it will be able to adapt to the next phase. That phase of struggle is necessary for the next phase of flying. Every phase is important. Every phase is connected, even if they don't make sense. Butterfly, caterpillar, how? Even if they don't make sense, why can't it just be a butterfly from the get-go, then it grows up? Why looking like another creature entirely? Because in the cocoon, the caterpillar literally dissolves into a liquid. Then that liquid forms into another creature, which is the butterfly. Then the butterfly breaks out of the cocoon and flies. Why? So these things I'll be explaining in the podcast. Good day. I'm Macaulay Barnabas. I'm a visual artist, an eye doctor, a writer, a speaker. Bebelo in Yoruba. So I'm glad to be here on this podcast. I'll be talking about what it means to transition, talking about changes, and I'm sure it's something that we all can relate to. It happens all the time. So I hope we'll have a very nice ride. So I'll be talking about a few things, like what it means to transition to a new phase and space and what it comes with. I'm talking about how do we navigate through transitioning process? Why does anyone have to change into a new phase in their life? What are the challenges anyone moving to a new phase is bound to face? And a few advice. I'll try not to sound formal, because it's a tendency to sound formal sometimes. Okay, transitioning. I think it is important for us to know that change is constant. We may probably have heard this before, perhaps all the time. Change is constant, change is constant, change is constant. It's one of the ways to be sane in this ever-changing world is to know that change is constant, to know that things change all the time, things change. Life is full of chaos and order. It is okay to find sanity in order, because order brings sanity. When there is a flow pattern, you go to work in the morning, you come back, you sleep, you read, eat, do whatever you have to do. Then the next day, when there's a pattern, there's sanity. From that, you can plan. From that, you can even forecast your life, next 5 years, next 10 years, and all that. It's good. But this is life. There's also the other part where chaos comes into it. And I don't mean chaos in the sense of total destruction. I just mean it in the sense of change, transition. and this is reality. And for sanity's sake, it's important to take cognizance of these two truths. Transitioning change can be predictable, and it can't. Yes. So the good news is, sometimes we can see it coming. Sometimes we can predict it. While sometimes it takes us unawares. Just poof. Before you know it, you are out of a flow pattern. You're out of something you're familiar with. Now, what does it mean to transition? It means to move from one space to another. It means to move from one phase to another, by circumstance or by mental state. By circumstance or by mental state. So transition is both from within and without. It could be moving to a new level while in school. It could be getting married. It could be having a new job, being employed to a new firm. It could be being sacked. It could be losing a deal. It could be a divorce. It could be losing a friend, losing a loved one. Like I said, there are two types of transitions or transitioning. The one you can predict, two, the one that you can't predict. The one you can predict, for instance, you know, yes, after this semester, there is a second semester. Yes, and after the second semester, if I do well in my exams, I'm moving to the next level. Predictable. You know, okay, I'll graduate, predictable. There's NYC, predictable, right? Good. There is the one you can't predict. Last year, 2020, COVID-19 took us all by surprise. It was funny, in quotes. People lost jobs. People died. People lost loved ones. People got rich, yeah? People got very, very poor. A lot of persons got very, very broke. It was challenging. No one saw it coming. So that's an example of a transition that you do not see coming. So the most important thing is, how do we acclimatize? How do we adapt to these changes? Both the predictable changes and the unpredictable changes, psychologically or by circumstance. How do we? First of all, I think one of the ways to adapt is to know that change is constant, like I said earlier, to know that life is full of changes, so that when something happens that you did not see coming, or that you see coming, you do not lose balance to a destructive extent. You do not start nagging. You do not give up totally on yourself. So when you know that change is constant, that places you at an advantage. You know, okay, this is something new. This is something new. How do we tackle this? How do we move to the next level? It's quite important. So one, to know that there will always be changes. There will always be changes. Yes, it's part of life. It's a fundamental part of life. Then two, do not deny your reality. Now, there is this trend about toxic positivity. Oh, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Just smile. Things will get better. Just smile. In as much as I can understand the intentions about this trending ideology, I think it is fundamentally destructive in the long run. You don't tell people to deny their emotions. It is okay to react to the change. It is okay to react to the change, either positively or negatively. It's okay to be afraid, because you have been taken away from a flow pattern that your mind is familiar with, that you're familiar with, into a new phase. So there is bound to be fear. So that's one of the factors of transitioning. There is fear. There is fear because it's an unknown zone. So what do I do? What happens next? How do I tackle this? Can I succeed in this? Blah, 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 blah. So there's bound to be fear, and it's a natural reaction to a new process. It's a natural reaction to a new phase. So it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be stressed out. It's very okay to react to these things. So when you deny your reality out of faith or out of being optimistic, in quotes, so you can cope, you will end up imploding eventually. So it's important to, yes, this is where I am, to know that, okay, this is where I am, this is the current situation of things, what do I do next, and this is how I feel about it. I'm afraid, I'm angry, yes, I'm sad, yes. So what do I do about it, rather than denying it? Oh, just be happy. Faith is not the denial of facts. Faith is recognizing the fact, yes, and holding on to the truth, which is, this is how things are, but in truth, I know I will go through this. I know I am first a victor, and that will reflect in the situation, however how I feel now, or however how ugly or beautiful the situation is at the moment. That is faith, and that is true optimism. Optimism isn't denying reality. It isn't denying your emotion, because it is more stressful. It is way more stressful to delay your reaction or deny your reaction than to actually go through the stress right now of being afraid, of being pissed, yes, of being excited, of being angry, of being unsure, whatever it is you're feeling. So second thing is, you just have to take cognizance of your reactions. Yes, this is how I feel. If you want to talk about it, talk about it. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to express them. You are a human being. It's okay to express how you feel about the change. It's okay to be frustrated. But the only thing is, do not remain in that space. Two truths can exist. You can be pissed, at the same time be looking for how to adjust to the situation. You can be angry. You can be scared. You can be overly excited and also look at how to adjust, how to acclimatize to the current phase that you are in, either mentally or by situation. You can, two truths or more can exist simultaneously. So it's important for us to have that in mind. So the third thing too is, learn to quiet your mind. Learn to quiet your mind. This is very, 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 very important. Very, very important. Do not shop while hungry. Do not take decisions while you are unstable mentally. Do not. When there is a change, either expected or not, learn to quiet your mind. In scriptures, you'd always hear God say, "Be still and know that I am God." Being still is important for your mind, for you, so you don't make decisions that you end up regretting later on. There's a tendency to make terrible decisions when the mind is chaotic. It is never about the change, what it does to you. It is never about the change, but it's about what it does to you, what you allow it to do to you. It can be very stormy. It can be very, very stormy, or it could be very, very elating. What's most important is your reaction to the situation. Hood said that life is 90% of what happens to you. to you and 10% your reaction. You know, I think it's the other way around. It said that life is 90% how you react to a situation and 10% what happens to you. And really, that's true. If he had said the latter, I think this is the correct statement. This is how it ought to be. Life is more about how you react to situation, not necessarily what happens, what type of transition is before you. You get. So, no matter how it is on the outside, it's very important to be still. Calm your nerves. Learn to take a deep breath. Relax. Tell yourself, relax. While doing that, you'll be able to find sanity. You'll be able to find solutions. You'll be able to find solutions. Because when your mind is as chaotic as the situation, it's horrible. You can't move forward. You'll just be there, stagnant. You won't be able to do anything positive. So it's important to just chill. Yeah, take a chill pill. Relax. It's easy to say, but it's very possible. It is very possible to be afraid and to be still simultaneously. It is very possible to be angry and to quiet your mind. Very possible to quiet your mind. Be still, quiet your mind, relax. Very, very important. Do not make any decision at that stage. Do not. Last year, when the whole COVID-19 happened, a lot of persons were talking about how the world is about to end, how Jesus Christ is coming soon. A lot of conspiracy theories were flying helter-skelter. It was really funny. And most pastors, clergies were guilty of some of these things. Some of them flopped, and I can understand. You're humans too, however the level of anointing. But there were few persons who understood the principle. This is the third or the first fourth point. Whenever there is a change, Scripture says that, the Bible says, there is nothing new under the sun. Nothing. So it's important to go back to history. There is always a pattern. When COVID-19 happened, I was very happy when someone like Sam Adeyemi talked about the Spanish flu that happened in 1914. This was worse. There was no social media, there was no internet, no computers. 100 millions of lives were taken away by Spanish flu. They wore face masks. It was more terrible. The spread of information was slow on how to even protect yourself from the flu. So when you look at history and you look at the present situation, it gives you perspectives. It gives you rest. It gives you understanding. You live life from a very sane level. I read it up. Spanish flu, in fact, the bubonic flu. We've had bubonic virus. We've had some outbreaks. So this wasn't the first. The whole COVID-19, it wasn't. It isn't. So we've had cases like that. And it makes you appreciate the current transition. There's internet. There's fast spread of information. And now we have the vaccine. So one of the ways to deal with transitioning is to look at history. Write down how something you went through helped you become better. Because the way our mind is programmed, we are programmed to see the negative more than the positive. So oftentimes you have to consciously sit down and write, count your blessings, name them one by one. There's a reason for that, so that we will bring our mind to the reality of things, which means for every one negative, there are about 100 positive. When this person's marriage gets bad, someone will say, I don't want to get married. This marriage thing is hard. Meanwhile, this person's parents, they are still together for about 40 years now. You can see the natural tendency for us to want to magnify the negative. So it's important to sit down, quiet your mind, the previous point I made, then go back to history. Has this happened before? Has it happened to anyone before? Has it happened to me before? Because there is nothing new under the sun. So it leads me to the next point. Find someone to talk to about it. Talk it out. Talk it out. It has a way of aligning things. It has a way of adjusting you mentally to the situation of things. Talk it out. One thing I would love to talk about is that you are not an accident. You're not an accident. You're not a cosmic accident. In the principle of creation, I'm a visual artist too, so I know this deeply. When you cannot create something without first having it in mind, it's impossible. It's impossible. It means your existence came with a thought before its manifestation. But before I made you, I knew you. God was telling Jeremiah. It's the same thing for every one of us. No one is an accident. You were made here. Somewhere in Psalms, David was talking about how before he was made, a book was written about him. So you're being a Nigerian, or you're being an American citizen, Britain, Russian, it's not by accident. There is a purpose for everything. Even though we may not understand some of them for now. So what this does to you, knowing fully well that you are not an accident, is to know that nothing comes without a permission. Nothing happens to you. Nothing just happens to you. There's a form of understanding and confidence that brings in itself. No matter how disastrous or no matter how beautiful a phase is, you know that nothing just happens to me. So it's a fundamental strength. It's a fundamental understanding that springs forth strength. Nothing just happens to you. You are purposeful. There is a purpose for everything. Some will find out when we see God face to face. Some we will know here. And the beautiful thing about transitioning is it helps us become better priests. I don't mean to be religious by saying priest. What it means, it helps us to become better humans. You are able to relate to another person's situation. You are able to help out. You are able to tackle another phase. You are able to tackle it better. So it's very important. So life is full of changes. And also life is orderly too. So it's important for us to know that yes, there'll be changes mentally, there'll be changes situationally. So we ought to have this understanding, know how to migrate from one phase to the other without being self-destructive. I have seen people go into drugs to find sanity because of an unpleasant change. And sometimes a pleasant change. I remember when Eminem, in the early 2000s, when Eminem became a superstar, the blessing, the success was like an avalanche. It was so much that he couldn't contain it. So he had to find sanity in drugs. Imagine you're stepping out of your house and there's paparazzi. You no longer have your privacy. It's crazy trying to acclimatize into that change. So it's not just about negative changes, it's about positive changes, because sometimes some things could be overwhelming, positively or negatively. So it's the ability to learn to understand this will happen. Find someone you can talk to, quiet your mind, be in tune with the facts, and being understanding that it's okay to express your fears. Because one thing too is fear is not a negative. When you hear fear not, what it's telling you is not to deny fear. What it's telling you is not to be mastered by it. Because fear comes because you are unsure of something. And it is okay. It's because of fear, caution, that you do not do crazy things. You get. But when you become a slave to it, it may limit your ability to transcend mentally, in as much as the situation has transitioned, so to say. Now, when the Israelites had left Egypt, by circumstance, they had transcended. There was a change in face. Well, there was not a change in face in the mindset. So why? Because there's this comfort to the that the familiar brings. So you are free to leave that space mentally. You're always going back to the past negatively. Oh, I wish we were in Egypt. Oh, I wish I was still with Ronke. Oh, I wish I was still with John. So you end up comparing your ex with your present person, or your last job to your present job, your last whatever to your present whatever. You're still in the past while your body is still in the present. It's wrong. So it's important for us to also move mentally. So if you are going to the past, it's only to pick lessons. Like I said, using COVID-19, for instance, and Spanish flu incident that happened in 1914. You're only going there to pick what happened in Israel, because understanding history helps us deal with our present better and hence our future better. Not going back by living in the past. Oh, how I wish. No, yo, it's important to move mentally to the new phase, just in as much as the phase has changed, there's a transition in phase. So using that Eminem situation, it's not just about the negative, it's about the positive too, because it can be overwhelming. So he had to find solace in drugs, became addicted, had to go for a rehab in 2004. Same thing with Amy Winehouse died of drugs. Mac Miller felt bad. These are amazing souls. So it's not just about the negative, it's also about the positive. And of course, the negative. So a lot of youths are drug dependent. There's a surge in dependency on drugs. At the point, the consumption of this painkiller was so much. Jeez. We are not taught about changes. We're not taught about this reality. So I believe we need to talk about this as often as possible so that we'll be able to deal with our present condition better. Yes, to know that, okay, this is part of life. These are what we should do, because there are always ways to things. Rather than sulk in the situation, rather than allow them define us. I hope this have helped. Thank you very much. From yours faithfully, Macaulay Barnabas. Osagi. Yes, I didn't add that part. Yes, I'm from Edo State.